Hi everybody, Michelle from Booze Sounds again. I know it's a lot of booze today, but, I'm usually doing some cooking. Anyway, at New Year's, I know it's not New Year's Day, but I thought I'd go through the cooking of my soup. In the pot I have already, one giant-sized carrot, and I prefer the giant ones even though they are, artificially grown and stuff like that, because they last through the soup and they impart their flavor quite well. So then I put in about a head and a half of garlic, cloves. Then I put in a half a red onion, a small handful of peppercorns, and I'm going to peel and put in the second big carrot, and then we'll get into the nitty gritty, and that's opening up the bag that I have the carcass in and putting it in. I won't go through the full 4 hours because it's really a long time and there won't be anything to really do except for the occasional stir. So I'm almost done the peeling, and because these are so big, I put in, like I said, the full one, but I've cut it in half. So in goes that one. I'm debating on this other one, because it is pretty big. Doesn't matter whether it gets fully cooked or not, just so long as it has imparted some of its flavor. So those are in. Next. Dishwashers. Doing its thing is the turkey carcass. And, we've had several turkeys throughout the year and just haven't got around to doing the thing and with regards to soup. And it's winter, leftovers, that's the wing. And I promised our neighbor that we would do the soup thing. That's the carcass. Because they have generously offered to do our sidewalks. And since then, so I owe them a pot of soup. Well, not a full pot, because we're going to take some of it. But there's enough. There'll be enough for lots. I always end up with more than enough broth, so we'll make ours today, and I might later on in the week, make something that I almost forgot. I like also putting in coriander seed. Here. You can put in whatever seed you like. I'm just looking up in my stash. And I was thinking, what else can go here? So that's probably about an equivalent of a handful. You'll be straining it, and I'll be straining it anyways, so to make sure that the everything comes through. I did have fennel. and that's okay. I will do that maybe on another one. So now basically all we're gonna do is fill up the stock pot. I used to do this in just Dutch ovens, you know, but I found out that it just doesn't work. Passing by the living room here, and as usual, I knock things down. I'm getting so tired of that. That's why our house really needs decluttering. Still. So yeah, we're passing by the living room in our bathroom, partly because, well, dishwasher's running and it's just a lot easier to go into the bathroom and grab our water from there. It's probably going to take a good 4 liters. At least. And so what I'll do is I'll bring it to a boil. I don't use high to boil, to bring it to a boil though. I know a lot of people do. It takes longer, but for me, it's just better that way. Less risk of if there's something on your burner of getting the old smoke show, like I did the other day. And that's one going into the pot. And it's just better all around. Oh yeah, that's definitely going to be at least four liters, because I've got a liter jug here. Maybe I shouldn't have passed forward my 2 liter. Oh well, not a big deal. I prefer the small one anyway. It gets used for so many things. But anyways, we'll bring it to the boil, and then throw it on to actually, I think I do use medium high for that. But anyway, forgive me my repeating. So bring it to a boil, and then once it's to a boil, turn it to low. And then simmer, covered, for 4 hours. Excuse me. And then once that's done, you strain it. And then, after that, that's when you make the rest of your soup. Now, I'm probably going to do what a friend suggested. He just puts the whole pot out, but he's a lot stronger than me. So I will put it in a container and put it out to cool in the snow. Yeah. So, and then that way you can get at it faster, you can skim the fat off, that kind of thing. And then you can do the rest of your soup. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. It's not really a full tutorial like I've done in the past. And you only get a partial picture. But I'll leave it at that. May your journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.